Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1077. Visible translated text is as follows. 46 on the inside of the garment high up about the waistline, which to my mind could not have been produced by turning with the tail. Cross-examination. I found grit and stain on all of the chips. I couldn't tell the one that I found blood on. I did the work in the ordinary way. The whole surface of the chips was coated with dirt. I couldn't tell whether the blood stain was fresh or old. I've kept blood corpuscles in the laboratory for several years. I found probably 3 or 4 or 5 blood corpuscles in a field. I don't know how much blood was there. A drop or half drop would have caused it, or even less than that. Rigor mortis begins very soon after death. Sometimes starts quicker, but usually starts very soon. I could not say when rigor mortis would end. Dr. J.W. Hurt, sworn for the state. I am county physician. I saw the body of Mary Fagan on Sunday morning, the 27th of April. She had a scalp wound on the left side of her head about 2.5 inches long, about 4 inches from the top to the left ear through the scalp to the skull. She had a black contused eye, a number of small minor scratches on the face. The tongue was protruding about 1/2 inch through the teeth. There was a wound on the left knee about 2 inches below the knee. There were some superficial scratches on the left elbow and right elbow. There was a cord around the neck, and this cord was embedded into the skin, and in my opinion, she died from strangulation. This cord, Exhibit C, for state, looks like the cord that was around her neck. There was swelling on the neck. In my opinion, the cord was put on before death. The wound on the back of the head seemed to have been made with a blunt-edged instrument and the blow from down upward. The scalp wound was made before death. It was calculated to produce unconsciousness. There were appearances to have been made by some soft instrument in that the skin was not broken. I think the scratches on the face were made after death. I examined the hymen. It was not intact. There was blood on the drawers. I discovered no violence to the parts. There was blood on the parts. I didn't know whether it was fresh blood or menstrual blood. The vagina was a little larger than the normal size of a girl of that age. It is my opinion that this enlargement of the vagina could have been produced by penetration immediately preceding death. She had a normal virgin uterus. She was not pregnant. I made no examination of the blood vessels of the uterus or womb. Cross-examination. The body looked as if it had been dragged through dirt and cinders. It is my impression that she was dragged face forward. If she had fallen on the corner of the floor that was sharp-edged, or the corner of an elevator,